$40,000 on a contractor over 6 months. Zero dashboards delivered. Not because the contractor was bad, because the problem was wrong for the approach. Custom client reports pulled from Google Ads, Meta Ads, Klaviyo, and Shopify data, formatted differently for every client, with insights that actually mean something. That does not yield to a traditional development process where you scope, build, test, and iterate over weeks. Then on a Monday night, 5 fully custom client reports. Intercontinental, Beauty Chef, JMC Academy, Rumia, Husqvarna, each from completely different data sources, each in a different format for a different business, built with Claude Code and live MCP connections to Google Ads, Meta Ads, and Klaviyo. But this is not a victory lap. The G14 contractor was brought in to solve our reporting problem. We needed automated dashboards, something better than Looker Studio with notes pasted in. Something the team could send to clients that did not require 3 hours of manual formatting every month. 6 months and $40,000 later, we had workflows in progress, some automation scaffolding, and no finished dashboards. The account manager workflow got built but never fully deployed. The QSP system got started and then rebuilt. Things were paused while contracts were renegotiated. Meanwhile, Alex, who had been pushing for this since day one, put it plainly in the Monday meeting, "I have spent over $40,000 on G14 and we have got not one dashboard." That is not a criticism of the contractor. It is a recognition that the problem, diverse data, diverse clients, custom everything, does not fit the traditional build, test, deploy cycle. By the time you have scoped one client's requirements, the next client needs something entirely different. The build happened partly by accident. I had been on a call with Ailes earlier that day, showing him the Google Ads MCP connected through Claude. "Build me a Google Ads dashboard for JMC Academy," I said, and we watched it pull 24 months of data and construct the report in real time. "This will be a game changer for the e-commerce squad sessions," he said. "Every client will have a dashboard." That energy carried into the evening. One report became two, then three. The Google Ads MCP pulled the campaign data. The Meta Ads MCP, which we had only just got working through a third-party tool, pulled the paid social numbers. Klaviyo's native MCP connected for the customer lifecycle data. Each report was built from scratch for the specific client, pulling live data, generating insights, formatting in branded HTML. 5 reports. Shared in Slack at 2 in the morning, with my own caveat attached. Still work to do on the insights. This is the core of the piece, and it is the part that does not make for a clean narrative. The reports exist. 5 of them. Each one better than anything we have sent a client from Looker Studio. But by Tuesday morning, the gap between what I had built and what the organization could do with it was painfully obvious. Alexei messaged asking for clarity on what the next step was. Not because he was not engaged, because the path from Fitz built 5 reports at 2 in the morning to the team delivers these to clients had about 15 unsolved problems in it. Where do they get hosted? Who deploys them? What is the folder structure? How do we stop people overwriting each other's work? Is it GitHub, Cloudflare pages, a WebProfit subdomain? Alex, meanwhile, immediately wanted full automation within a month. Every client, every channel, every report. He had gone from telling me I was moving too fast on Monday morning to wanting the entire company automated by month's end. Both impulses made sense. Neither was a plan. Mason, Jay, and Alex spent an entire meeting on Tuesday trying to solve the infrastructure. GitHub repos, deployment pipelines, CNAME records, brand consistency across reports. The technology had worked. The organization was not shaped to receive it. I can build, this does not equal WCA, and sustain this. That is the sentence I keep coming back to. One person building 5 reports overnight proves the technology works. It does not prove the organization can deliver 5 reports every month to every client at a consistent standard with a process that does not depend on one person staying up until 2 in the morning. The plan shifted. Instead of me building everything, we moved to agent files as starting points. A Claude.md file, branding guidelines, and data language rules that anyone on the team can drop into a client folder and start building from. Structured team sessions. Friday reporting day becomes Friday building day. Everyone builds their own client's report with the infrastructure in place. Skills shared across the organization. Brand guidelines, reporting frameworks, and MCP connection guides uploaded to the company's Claude account. The clearest signal it could work. Alex building his own water drop report by Tuesday night, connecting the Klaviyo MCP himself. Not because I trained him, because the starting point was there, and he could build something real. This is not a story about AI replacing contractors. The G14 contractor was not the wrong choice at the time. We did not have the tools 6 months ago that we have now. The MCP ecosystem, Claude Code's ability to work with live data, the maturity of the agent paradigm, none of that existed when we started the engagement. It is a story about individual capability versus organizational readiness. And the measure of success is not what one person can build at 2 in the morning. It is what the organization sustains at 2 in the afternoon on a Wednesday. When there's a client meeting in an hour, 3 reports due, and the person who built the prototype is in another meeting entirely. We are not there yet. But Alex building WaterDrop unprompted on Tuesday night is the first sign that the gap between individual capability and organizational readiness is starting to close. Not because the technology got better, because the infrastructure for the team to use it got built.